what we are going to do now is thank you very much. The Krishna painting. What we are going to do now is we are going engaging a little bit in kirtan and talking about Krishna for our heart satisfaction. At around 5:30, that's a little less, a little more than 25, but no, I hope we don't have so much time. We will have a little drama play for you. Is this a surprise? Not even I know what it is. And then we will start at 6 o'clock our kirtan program. We will from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock, then 6 hours. And we invite all of you to be with us and in this way really jump into the new year. Jump by the strength of his heart.
Thank you.
action. Yesterday and the day before, we discussed how Krishna and Vrindavan had explained to himself as many older boys as calves, as Brahma, in an attempt to test Krishna, had stolen from him. So today we will hear what happened when Krishna had selected Brahma and shown him his potency by expanding himself. So what happened when Krishna returned home? Was rumbling, the cow started to move. It sounds like the moving of clouds. And the Brijvasis all streamed out of their homes like thirsty Chakola birds, wanting to drink the fruit song and then the darshan of Krishna. In a way, they resembled conditioned souls. When the Sankirtan party comes by, run out of their homes and out of their apartments to hear the sound. I don't know, my dear boys, if you have ever been in a big tent like Brussels or Stockholm. And you heard there is a group of devotees coming with Vedantas and Kantas and singing the holy names, and you don't know where will these devotees pass by? And because it's a typical Hare Krishna organization, we don't know. It could be anywhere. They could come from a train station, they could jump from a roof, they could come out of the department store. So we are searching frantically through all the towns, through all the streets. Yeah, and right. And then all of a sudden, the distance, you hear and then Haribol, and you know, that's it. And you go in that direction. This is in this beautiful poesy that this is indicated. The Brajvasis hear the sound of Krishna in the distance. They hear his flute song, they hear the moving of the cows. They rush forward to meet the Lord. Soon, my dear devotees, in 1 hour or so, we will also hear the sound of the Sankirtan party for 6 hours. We are in the midst of it. And you will rush forward to meet our Lord Krishna. When Krishna leaves Vrindavan in the morning, at that time, Krishna is in front of the cows, and Balaram is in the back. But when Krishna returns in the evening from the forest of the Dharma, he's in the back and Balaram is in the front. This is because Krishna has a secret meeting in his mind. So let us go back to that one roof and we see Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani, well dressed on the top of the roof. She has a bluish sari and then over it a red shawl which expresses the desire of her heart to meet with Krishna. She has a lotus face that's very much like the moon. It's a little dot on the chin. A black dot. Her eyes are not steady, they move like the feathers of a black-tailed bird. In German, it's a Bachschnitze. You know, they don't always very restless. She quickly calls Tulsi. Oh, Tulsi! Come up! I can see from the cloud in the distance that Krishna returns. And the sky is filled with the dust raised by the hoof of his innumerable cows. He must be hungry. Here, Tulsi, I cook with my own hands these very first class ladders. Give them to Krishna. And then Krishna must be tired from staying out all day. So cool his body by taking from this little container sandalwood made fragrant with aguru and just anoint Krishna's face. And here I have made with my own hands fragrant flower garlands. Decorate, my Lord, with these garlands. And when he should be able to smell at those guards, the touch of my hand, he might faint. At that time when he faints, bow down low and whisper in his ears the two syllables, Radha, Radha. Radha sometimes gets up, then she sits down again, and she breathes very heavily. And she starts, then she shivers. Then her voice falters. And then with her left foot, she kicks. With this gesture, she wants to show, although I'm so-called married, I don't care. With my foot, I kick the pride of my dishonesty away. I just want to meet Krishna. That's all. Out of her love for Krishna, she does not care for any social bonds. My dear devotees, this is how you can taste or test the love of someone who's in Krishna consciousness. There will be a time for every one of us where we will have to say to the world, my dear world, I just can't care for you any longer. I have served you faithfully for many years, but now the new year is coming and I cannot serve you any longer. I want to serve my Lord. Spiritual strength can be seen when someone gives up the old bondages in order to surrender to Krishna. At that time, when someone cuts all that what binds him, all that which makes him attached to a compromised life, at that time we can see this person is rich with spiritual strength. Radha then goes down. In her room there is a latticed window. John, I will help you to translate this. So the fence there was with her gitter for the English. Schmuck gitter. I don't know how to say it in English. It's a window. And you see, instead of the glass, you see that there are marble ornaments like this. Forms something like almost, how do you call this Buddha Bhavana?
Like a lattice work.
A network, yes, a network. It's called a lattice window. The window is this size and it is pinkish and it has many little squares. And when you look from this, from the back of the window, the person who is before the window cannot see that you are looking. You remain hidden when you look from it. So Radharani goes to this window and looks out into the landscape of Vrindavan, to that cloud. By now the Krishna cloud is coming closer. Radharani hears distinctly the flute of Lord Krishna. She's very, very excited. And all of a sudden, feel from behind, the best of light comes. She sees the peacock in the crown of the herald. As she looks more intense through the window, she sees all of a sudden the beautiful face of Krishna, which is decorated with white pearls of spent cloth. As she looks more close, she sees a pearl banging at her nose, which is a little reddish on top from the reflection of the inside of Krishna's nose. This pearl dances, announcing its good victory, as if the pearl seems to address Radha and said, "See, I'm dancing with Krishna, what are you doing?" So Radha sees all this, and all of a sudden, Krishna, becoming aware that the eyes of Radha are on him, looks up at the glance of Krishna and the glance of Radha meet in mid-air, and Radha faints behind the electric window, and Krishna becomes bewildered and misses one beat in his dancing step. And there's a song by Jiva Goswami.
Krishna chitta sthita radha, radha chitta sthita radha, Krishna chitta sthita radha, radha chitta sthita Krishna, Krishna chitta sthita radha, radha chitta sthita Krishna, Krishna chitta sthita radha, radha chitta sthita Krishna, jivane marane nityaham, jivane marane nityaham, radha Krishna gati mama, Krishna chitta sthita radha,
Krishna chitta sthita radha,
radha chitta sthita Krishna,
radha chitta sthita Krishna,
jivane marane nityam,
jivane marane nityam,
Krishna gati mama,
Radha Krishna gati mama,
Krishna chitta sthita radha,
Krishna chitta sthita radha,
Radha chitta sthita Krishna,
Radha chitta sthita Krishna,
jivane marane nityam,
jivane marane nityam,
Radha Krishna
gati mama,
Krishna chitta sthita radha,
Krishna chitta sthita radha,
Krishna, 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 Krishna
look again. Look again. This time, look better. Yoganagara Shraddha, your Krishna's coming. All the desires will soon be fulfilled. Krishna looks at the gopis and they become mad with joy. The song says, in Krishna's heart there is always Radha, and in Radha's heart there is always
Krishna.
You know everything. In life and death, Radha and Krishna are my only shelter. So as Radha and Krishna look at each other, Balarama all of a sudden shouts, Kalai, 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 come. And he rolls with his eyes. And Krishna tears himself away from this darshan, waters the cows, takes his flute and his horn, and makes a concert. All the relatives of Krishna receive Krishna. The elders sing auspicious songs, and the brahmanas are there to chant the mantras. Mother Yashoda embraces Krishna, and she says, "Oh Krishna, why did you have to be born in a family of cowherd boys?" And Krishna answers in a sweet voice, "Mother, I like it. I like to go out and herd the cows. I like the people of Vrindavan most. I like this life. This is my life." Yashoda cries as she looks at her darling boy Krishna. She takes her zari and with the edge of the zari brushes off the dust of Krishna. There are many, many more pastimes in this little episode which we could today share with you. We have heard a little bit about the Brahma Vimohana Lila, which is when Krishna showed his opulences of expanding himself in so many Vasudeva's forms. And then, you know, manifesting himself from these Vasudeva forms as all the boys and the calves of the garden. But that is one aspect of Krishna's pastimes. Even more endearing than that is his loving exchange with the residents of Vrindavan. The concept of Krishna, which we have in Krishna consciousness, is a little bit different than the concept of God. God is to be feared for his omnipotence, his omnipresence, his omniscience. He knows everything. But Krishna is to be loved for his unique quality of caring for his devotees and never letting go of his devotees. Krishna is to be loved because of his beauty. Krishna is to be loved because of his sweet fruit playing. Krishna is to be loved more than anything because of his extraordinary exchanges with all these devotees. It is my sincere desire that all of us in the new year will come closer to the loving aspect of Krishna. That aspect that the Lord gives solace for our heart. That aspect which is his original nature, where he only has one business, that is to love his devotees and to be served by them in loving devotional service.
This Baba is a very dry person. I think we will not visit him today. Let's go and take a bath in Vimalakum.
See you just once. Many learned and realized sadhu in the holy land of Vrindavan had seen and embraced you. Alas, you never came to my meditation. Since 40 years, I'm crying for you. Will you ever hear me? Will you ever hear me? Or is your heart so hard? Or are you too much absorbed in your own pastimes that you don't even care for me? No, it's my heart, which is full with impurities. How will you ever get any pleasure dwelling on the pasture of my heart? Be kind. Grant me constant remembrance of you. I long to see you playing in the pasturing ground with the cows. Canai! Madao! When those boys from the nearby village always come to disturb me. No, this time I will not open the door. Go home! Leave me in peace!
Are you Baba? We are thirsty! Give us some water to drink!
Thirsty? They are cold all around! Go there and drink! Don't knock at my door anymore!
Open that, Baba! What kind of bhajan are you doing? What is the use of your bhajan if it makes your heart so hard, like a stone? Are you Baba? So come out and give us something to drink! Don't you know that it's an offense to turn away a thirsty person from one's door?
Why? Why are they coming every day with every new excuse to disturb me? This time, I will give them a good lesson. Ah bon? Lala? Where do you come from?
We are from Nangajang.
And what is your name?
My name is Kanu. And mine is Pao. I'm his elder brother and always protect him. Being free, we are able to enjoy so much in the forest of Vrindavan. Are Baba, give us some water from your hands.
Krishna Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Thank you.
so beautiful. My heart is full of joy. I cannot stop thinking of them. I cannot concentrate anymore on my bhajan. I think of them all the time. Their beautiful smiles captivated my heart. Where have they all gone in this time with the cows? Was that all a dream? Was I in total illusion? No, I am awake, doing my bhajan since early morning. Still, a sweet and maddening fragrance fills the air. And there is the water that washed the hands. Here, marks of footprints in the dust. Alas! They are my beloved Krishna and Balaram that I worshipped all my life. Alas! What have I done? They are my life and soul, but I have sent them away. Why? Why did I not recognize them? Will they ever come again to welcome my dog? My bhajan is useless. I could not serve them properly. My heart is burning. Alas!
Thank you. So, Hare Krishna. That was a wonderful presentation. And Nanda Gopal was playing a rescue little boy from Kamyavan. Hare Krishna. Very, very, very nice to bring these devotional subjects to our attention. You know, calling for Krishna, they're not recognizing him when he comes. Have you all done this? Then we call for arrangement of Krishna, or we call for Krishna's help, and then something happened in our lives and we protested. No! We surrender to Krishna, Sharanagati is the life force of all the devotees, even the strong-minded stubborn heads. Sharanagati, to surrender to the desire of Krishna. Now we will now try to do some more Sharanagati, all of us. We have designed this program this year like this, that we will invite all the devotees to stay for a maximum amount of time chanting the holy name. There is a schedule which we have prepared, and we invite really all of you, even the theoretical bhaktas, to join us and sing as a service to Lord Krishna. Before 12 o'clock, just a little bit, we will have a tuning session, some sankalpa session for the coming year. So, welcome all of you. We will now turn towards the altar, and we will just arrange the bhajan group for maybe, it will take 2 minutes.